Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Boys here.
It's not Halloween yet.
No? Well, this is going to be a violent episode.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
My name is Peter O'Donohue. Joining me for this episode is...
James the Heck Miller.
James the Heck Miller. And...
And Ethan, the Vore Boy.
So that's the one where we have all that weird DeviantArt porn.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm very tiny, and I walk casually into Ethan's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Gets
me off.
People masturbate to it,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That and anthroplanes. You ever seen that?
Planes
fucking?
Yeah.
It's like anthropomorphic planes, and sometimes they're very fat.
I saw not a... yeah.
Fat detail's nice.
Yeah. Internet's weird.
I'm a pregnant Airbus.
Yeah. Boing.
That's the sound a boner
it's a
makes.
Plane, too.
And it's also
yeah.
Boeing.
Oh, Boeing!
Yeah.
I saw one the other
day. We have
day.
To explain the jokes to Peter sometimes.
I'm an idiot. Yeah.
I saw one that was not a furry, but it was an ant. Someone had a persona that was just like a sexy insect.
Ant.
Yeah. Is that a crawl?
A sexy.
Yeah, a thick
an
thorax.
An insexy, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Insexual.
Yeah.
Is that a crawly? Because you got scalies or the dragon people.
Oh, crawly's a good one.
I like crawly.
Crawly's a good one.
Yeah. I was trying to come up with a name with it. And that's
so was
better.
I was like exoskeleton-y, and I was like, that's not so good.
Yeah.
Crawly's good.
I got it.
Okay, yeah. Listen up, furry fandom. We know you're listening. We know you're fans of the show.
Yeah.
Stick your feelers out and get a hold of this.
Yeah. Get a whiff of these pheromones.
Yeah, it's like, here she is walking in a nice bikini, breathing through her skeleton,
that's it.
One person who's not joining us right now is Jesus, so I'll leave a little room for him.
Yeah.
But also...
Yeah, you guys are crowding him out there.
Yeah, exactly. But Chris, he helped us out with the Metal Gear episode. He said, if you ever do Gears, I want to come back, and I was like, absolutely, and he never got back to me, and we need to record.
And he ghosted us, so...
It's too bad, because Metal Gear is by far our most listened to episode,
yeah.
And he was in it, and I attribute any of our success to him. So.
Yeah.
Yeah,
any and all success for our show goes to Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sketchensteins.
Sketchensteins, yeah. His mom and my mom work together.
That's fun.
In a driving school.
That's fun.
Wow, that sounds mundane.
How pedestrian, Peter.
Yeah. We're doing the lore of Chateauguay.
Yeah.
That's a borough south of Montreal.
Yeah.
Anybody out there? I want to open here. I did promise one of our fans I would do this for him. Darnell, who has communicated with us a lot, supportive. He has an X-Men fan page. Where he's running a contest right now till the 27th of September. So the link for that will be into the description of this podcast.
You better remind me to do that.
I will try. Or I'll remember Wednesday afternoon and do it then.
Yeah. When Darnell messages us saying, like, hey, thanks for the shout-out, but you didn't add the link.
Yeah.
Then we'll know.
We'll get to it.
Darnell's great, though. Super knowledgeable, just listening, has a lot of cool things to add to a lot of our episodes. So
very much wants us to do comic books, which we will get to one day. I find comics very intimidating.
Ethan writes, Peter draws, and I read, so we can do that.
We're like a comic book.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yep.
I'm the staples, Jamie's the paper, and Peter is the Mylar wrapping.
Oh.
I was hoping
he keeps
be...
us safe.
Yeah. With my big arms.
He keeps us safe from sweaty nerd fingers.
So he's doing a contest there with like some Steam keys to give away. Shit like that. So,
cool.
Yeah, there definitely will be a link in the description on your podcast app or just on this episode's page on theloreboys.com.
Let's check it out.
Check it out.
So, like I said, Chris wanted us to call him in when we doing Gears of War.
Okay.
Gears 5, at time of writing, is new and popular and apparently quite good.
Okay.
I watched the cutscene movie. It was 4 hours long. Seems pretty good. I liked it.
I've watched a bit of gameplay. I watched Dunkey's video on it.
It looks like Gears,
which was very funny. It looks just like Gears, honestly. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Like then I think that's very true when it comes to video games, yeah. And I think that's something to be applauded for Gears at least.
Take notes, yeah. Dragon Age. Yeah. Stop reinventing your fucking game every time a new one comes out.
Well, you can reinvent now because you're starting from the bottom. So.
Yeah, who gives a shit? Yeah. Yeah.
So Gears of War 1 through 3 were Epic Games, then they were bought by Microsoft, I think.
Yes. So Gears 1, 2, and 3 were big on the 360.
Right.
And then when Microsoft made the X-Bone, they were just like, hey, Epic, listen, Gears is really important to us. We are going to just buy this franchise from you. Mm. And Epic at the time, this is pre-Fortnite,
Unreal
wanton
Engine.
Disregard for customer satisfaction.
Yeah, Unreal Engine's where they're making their money, basically.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. So they sold Gears to Microsoft, who opened like a Gears-specific studio called The Coalition, which we'll actually talk about, not the company, the fake government. And then they made Gears of War Judgment, which I have not played, and then 4 and 5.
Okay.
Yeah. 4 is not popular among most people. I watched the cutscene movie. It is kind of a stupid game. it's really fucking boring.
Okay.
And then Gears 5 I've heard is fantastic, and again, I watched the cutscene film, and it's quite good.
Marcus Fenix is very sexy in it, so...
He's old.
Yeah, he's old.
Yeah.
Who?
He's a silver fox.
He's the main character in Gears.
Say his name again?
Marcus Fenix.
Marcus Fenix.
We'll talk about him.
Okay.
Phoenix, F-E-N-I-X, I believe.
Oh, okay. Not Born Again.
Yeah, no.
Got it. No.
Not Rise from the Ashes, but maybe also Rising from the Ashes.
We'll have to find out.
Of his own.
Rising from the slime pod.
His own cindered corpse. That's how he can canonically be in multiplayer, because he just, like, you explode him into a puddle of gore, and then he just rises from the puddle of gore as a new Marcus Fenix.
A new, exactly. His tears have healing properties.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like ash and feathers, it doesn't seem so dirty, but a puddle of gore.
A puddle of gore, yeah.
It's kind
of
gross.
Nature's not pretty.
Okay. That's it. No. It comes out fully nude.
So this one,
ew.
fully new. this episode here is also dedicated to Jamie, because Jamie's always talking shit about PlayStation and how much he hates the exclusives,
right?
Because how shitty the PlayStation is,
right?
And Gears has been a long time Microsoft and Xbox exclusive,
yeah.
And we know how much Jamie loves the Xbox.
And by long time, Peter means as long as Gears has been a thing, really.
Yeah, since 2006.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I love Xbox so much that I won't buy one, so there's more for other people to play.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, seems like most people have that feeling.
Yeah.
I guess I'll mention, I played the first one. Like, I owned the first one when it came out, and I beat it on the 360.
Yeah. I played 1, 2, and 3. 2 is one of my favorite games.
Okay.
I don't like 3 very much.
I remember playing 2 and 3, but I never owned them, so like I never beat them or anything like that.
Right.
They're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember sitting down with my buddy Kyle, and we beat Gears 2 in a night. We did the whole thing co-op. It took us like 6 hours.
Huh.
And then we tried it again on the hardcore difficulty, but like Gears back in the day was like Halo. Like, you know, like Halo Legendary difficulty?
Yeah.
It's brutal.
Yeah, it's just so annoying.
Yeah. Right.
Just one elite with a carbine just fucking takes you out from across the map. You're like, okay, well.
Yeah, that's the end of my time.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that was fun. All right, whatever. So Gears 5 is the newest one at time of recording, and like I said, everybody says it's pretty good. Even the Steam reviews are high. It's sitting at like it's sitting at mostly positive,
right.
But mostly citing like technical issues on PC. It's just not well optimized, but Steam reviews is like the worst place on earth, because people use it to like both troll and protest, so it can be fucking brutal.
I know, yeah. Actually, it's funny. I looked up this week what the worst Steam reviewed games are. The first one's like a really shitty car game. The second one is this year's edition of NBA 2K.
Yes.
And then in the top 30, the last 3 years of NBA 2K are all in the top 30. So 10% of the top 30 games are...
NBA games.
Oh my God.
I love this. Me and Jimmy had this discussion. I'm like, I love it because all those people who left a bad review are going to buy the next one.
Yep.
Yes.
100% they're going to buy the next one.
Or else they wouldn't be the worst reviewed games.
Yeah.
Nobody would be reviewing them.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
So this episode here is going to be a catch up kind of for.
I'm more of a mustard man, Peter.
It's going to be some catch up for the old trilogy as well as the new trilogy. The new trilogy, you really, really need to play the original 3 games.
Okay.
Because it's not one of those, like, franchise goes dormant and then, like, moves to a new console sort of thing where they were just like, yeah, fuck the legacy.
Yeah.
Gears is very much, like, 5 games in a line.
Okay.
So
cool.
Far, yeah. Yeah, so it, basically this is just to help catch everybody up. It's just because there's a lot of old people in Gears 4 and 5 talking about some things. And maybe you need some context for those things.
I have, like, by the way, you guys played, I don't really know anything about Gears of War.
So who's your favorite Gears of War character?
I like the one with the saw that goes up real close to the other guy's face.
That's
then
all of them. That's all of them, Jamie. It's a chain. I like the coal train.
Woo
woo woo woo!
Yeah,
because you could spam that, and he would just go woo woo while you were running.
I thought you meant the jazz artist that wrote "A Love Supreme."
But... he's named after him, I believe.
He has flashbacks about playing murder ball, which is like football, but more hardcore because it was 2009 on the Xbox.
More murder.
Yeah, more murder.
Nice.
So, what's a Gears, and what's a war?
Gears are.
I'm pretty sure war is in a car.
Webster's Dictionary defines a gear as slang for a soldier serving in the army of the Coalition of Ordered Governments, or COG.
Okay, yeah.
COG, of course it is.
Now, what do you think came first? The government calling themselves, abbreviating as COG, because that's fine, and then, like, some cheeky minister was just like, what if we just, like, you know, call their soldiers gears, and it's like, Mr. President, that is the funniest fucking thing I have ever heard in my life.
It does make sense, though, because cogs are in a gear, not gears in a cog. Right?
Are cogs and gears not different? Are they the same thing?
Sure. No, cogs are the teeth on a gear.
Oh.
A gear is the whole piece.
Oh.
Oh, so when you're cogs in the machine, you're not even one whole gear.
You're part of a gear, yeah.
Frick. Well,
that makes sense. Like, I work on a team of people, so I am.
You're a singular tool.
Ugh.
Hey, don't call me that.
Half the time you're being pushed, the other half of the time you're pushing.
That's true.
Socialism, baby.
Oh, man.
Lots of unpackage there.
Yeah, exactly.
So the Gears series takes place entirely on a planet called Sera, S-E-R-A. Sera is a large habitable...
Sera? Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Sera is a large habitable Earth-like planet with two moons. It has a few large continents which are all connected to the rest of the... which are all connected, so it's one supercontinent.
Okay. Like Pangaea?
Like Pangaea, yeah, exactly. And then,
I think it's Pangaea.
It's Pangaea.
Pangaea.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's Papaya.
I know a little bit about geology. I think it's Pangaea.
Now, is it GIF or GIF? Right?
Yeah. No!
Not again!
So this one supercontinent, and then the rest of the planet is just ocean.
Cool.
The days last 26 Earth hours. And the calendar is measured in BE and AE, which I'll explain soon. The weather is much more serious. Sometimes it rains pieces of silica, which is known as razor hail.
Hell yeah.
Razor hail is the coolest spell. I need to get that into some game, yeah.
Yeah, Bulbasaur casts razor hail.
Yeah. Yeah, like in Gears 2, there's a level where it starts raining silica, which is like a clear, thin mineral. And it's called Razor Hail. And then in Gears 4 and 5, there's like, I can't remember what the fuck they're called. These giant storms, basically. So it's a pretty hostile planet.
Big
so
when,
storm.
When Father Earth passes his kidney stones.
Yeah.
The silica falls from the sky.
It's just, it seems like kind of an awful hostile planet in general. Below the surface is a large network of tunnels called the Hollow, which is inhabited by a bunch of terrible subterranean monsters.
The locusts.
Yeah, that's cool. Like Hollow Knight. Tunnels.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. They both have the word, I guess. Yeah, the word hollow.
Yep.
Yep. And tunnels, I'll give you that. Yeah, two things.
Yep. Most people on the surface would describe the animals below as horrible multi-limbed monsters, but they would describe themselves as competition for food and mating rights. So they're just terrible in general.
Okay.
That sucks.
Now, where Sera is in space is unknown. Earth is never mentioned, leading me to believe that Sera exists in a totally separate universe to our own.
I think so.
Yeah, it is the homeworld of humanity, who at this time is not a spacefaring race.
Yeah.
So. It's pretty easy to imagine that even if they were fairly close in the scale of the universe, that they would never see each other.
Because, like, the nearest one is, like, 4 light years away, so...
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, people started there. Like, there is history of people, like... cavemen and fighting in chariots and then fighting with basic weapons and all this shit. Like, humans have been on Sera forever. It's just the planet in Gears.
Yeah.
The planet also has a long history of warfare going through multiple ages. The earliest known is called the Age of Armageddon, which was a war that lasted 1,000 years and nearly wiped out the human race.
Now, did you give us the definition for war?
No, I couldn't find it in Webster's Dictionary.
Oh, wow, well, okay.
So they described gear, weirdly.
Yeah. Weirdly.
Yeah, but nothing about
Well, not gear. Weirdly, because it's a dictionary, and it should describe yeah. words, I think.
That's
but
true. Yeah.
Backwards, it's raw.
That's true.
That's one thing.
That's yeah. true, yeah. yeah. I wonder if that has something to do with it.
Yeah, well, we'll get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll teach you.
Well, whatever will be, will be, right?
Yeah. Que sera, sera.
Que sera, sera.
At the end of this, early humans decided that war was stupid and became obese wine-drinking poets for 5 centuries.
Oh, man.
Those are the good years,
Sign
right?
Sign me yeah. up. Yeah.
Dionysus in the house.
Yeah, getting fucking chopped open by a chainsaw or drinking wine and talking about English. Let's
yeah.
do that.
Let's yeah. do that.
Fuck yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Now, is it English?
Well, I don't know.
It comes out as English. Maybe it's just coincidence because there's no England on Sarah.
Is that canonical fact? Did you look up if there was a place called England?
No, I did not.
Well? Well?
Maybe in the extended universe, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Picture all these, like, mech guys with chainsaws cutting each other open and then guys having crumpets and
yeah,
tea.
That's it.
Like,
on an island. Oh, my word.
Yeah. Really, Downton Abbey is exactly yeah. the same on
yeah.
Sarah.
Yeah, that's it. The rebels are at it again.
Ooh, Mr. Carson, bring me more tea. A few ancient empires rose. In what is known as the Silver Age, and they got back to a few wars that fought. And they, like I said, these were fought with chariots and spears. This Damn. Lasted a few hundred years until a new era came in 117 BE. So okay. this is kind of like
the BC
80s. It's kind of like comparable to our 80s and 90s.
Oh wow, okay.
BE. Like they had technology.
Well, we literally jumped from chariots and spears to 1980s, cocaine, baby.
Yeah, well, exactly. Did this write down the important shit.
Yeah.
this era was an uninterrupted age of peace and science where technology advanced quickly. Whilst drilling for oil in 80 BE, a new resource called emulsion was discovered beneath the surface of Sarah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I vaguely remember emulsion. Yeah.
Emulsion, for the uninformed, is a glowing lime green fluid. It's incredibly unstable and it can explode quite easily. It's also very corrosive and completely poisonous. And when it was discovered, most people thought it was just kind of neat, so scientists were freely allowed to experiment on it constantly.
Okay. Huh.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, they were just like, whatever, it's volatile and basically worthless. We'll just give it to the eggheads.
Yeah.
Take this, nerds.
Yeah. Enjoy your green deadly slime.
Yeah,
nerds.
Exactly. one scientist named Dr. Helen Cooper developed and perfected something called the light mass process, which happens to turn emulsion into pure energy.
That's good.
Yes.
Wait, what's emulsion again? It's the goop?
It's a slime.
The goop.
Okay, it is.
Yeah,
the goop.
It's called
okay.
emulsion is
green
the
goop.
Resource that they found underneath Sarah when looking for oil.
Got
they
it.
They
it's,
found something else.
It's goop. Gwyneth Paltrow puts it up her hoo-ha.
Yeah.
Is that a movie reference?
It's a real life reference.
Yeah.
Actress Gwyneth Paltrow has a company called Goop that deals with the vagina.
Yeah.
Oh.
Things to put in there.
Yeah. She's a big proponent for putting jade eggs up your vagina.
Jade?
Jade, yeah.
Specifically jade.
Jade, yeah. Jade eggs.
The like the crystal or the jewel?
Yeah, for the healing properties.
The healing properties
obviously.
Of jade, yeah.
It's green. Green is healing, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. She goes by what Warhammer logic?
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow, big Warhammer fan.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure.
So she basically, Dr. Helen Cooper basically invented magic because since thermodynamics do not allow the conversion of anything into pure energy.
Yeah.
So, but the light mass process manages to turn emulsion into pure energy.
Okay.
Well, that's valuable.
That is pretty valuable.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. So she figured that cheap energy would extend this golden age of science.
Is BE before energy?
No.
Damn.
No.
Before emulsion?
Before eggheads?
Emulsion starts with an I. It's not before eggheads either.
No.
That's not how you spell emulsion.
Fake science goop is spelled with an I.
Okay.
Emulsion.
That's wrong. Yeah. So it's BI you're saying, not BE.
It's BMI.
Yeah.
No, BE is still their calendar.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll find out why on the next episode of Lore Boys.
Oh, no.
Okay. Kill it here.
Yeah.
So she figured that cheap energy would extend this golden age of science and technology and peace. So for a scientist who invented magic, she was pretty stupid.
Okay.
Because a discovery of a new energy source led to a gold rush. Every bubble bursts, and when this bubble is an explosive green slime, it bursts hard.
Okay, fair.
Like any resource, emulsion is not distributed evenly across the planet.
What?
Yes, exactly. It wasn't just one big wad of emulsion. perfectly centered underneath all of the countries. Some countries got lucky and just happened to be right above the new miracle ooze. These countries became rich enough to live paycheck to paycheck in Vancouver, so these motherfuckers had some serious greenbacks.
Wow. I wonder where they got this idea for the emulsion thing. It's pretty cool. Imagine we had something like that.
I wish. Although in real life, the countries that have it underneath them do not end up rich.
Nope.
They end up carpet bombs.
Except Canada. We got a lot.
Yeah.
We got a lot of emulsion.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard for us to... It's expensive for us to extract
it. Yeah, the oil.
So it's not as valuable.
Yeah. Crude oil, tar sands, fucking Alberta. So anyway, Alberta's going to go to war with Saskatchewan, and that's the coalition of order.
Yeah.
I saw a picture today, and there's like a line that you could draw across like the bottom part of Canada, like around the Great Lakes. It is like not even 10% of all of Canada, and 50% of Canadians live under that.
Yeah.
Insane, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, you would think it at least would go up to like encompass Vancouver, Calgary, Alberta. Right.
Yeah.
It's below. It doesn't even include Vancouver. You can cut out Vancouver and Alberta.
Well, I'll say like I.
All right, if you say so, I will.
Yeah.
I was gonna say. Well, I mean, most of our country up north is
nothing.
Frozen, desolate wasteland with no trees. Yeah. Like,
barren wasteland.
Nobody wants to live there.
It's everyone's in Montreal, Ottawa, Toronto. I think is like 50% of us are there.
Yeah, no kidding.
And then that's
most
it,
most people live within an hour of the state's border.
And I think Halifax also is kind of falls into
half
that.
Of Lax.
Half a lax.
So what do you do if your country isn't on top of magic resources?
You carpet bomb.
No, you just go to fucking hell. You just stay poor.
Idiot. Okay.
Get a long straw.
These other countries... Yeah, exactly. Drill diagonally.
Yeah.
Like Mr. Burns.
Yeah, like Mr. Burns.
The other countries should have just been located where the ooze was good, man.
Yeah.
You just should have known better.
It's Providence.
Another issue began to arise... emulsion after the light mass process is cheap and clean, but not before it's refined. When it's still in its basic state, it can eventually cause a bunch of health problems for the miners.
Probably.
This condition is known as rust lung due to the dark reddish-brown phlegm that miners and their families begin to cough.
It's because the reason of that is that the way that they refine it is that they have to pick it up, chew it around a bit, and then spit it into the bucket.
Yeah, exactly. With gold, they gotta test the emulsion nugs.
Yeah.
Turns out it's poison as fuck.
Yeah. It's like back in the 20s when they used to put radium in everything.
Yeah.
And radium soda and stuff.
Yeah. I was seeing, to measure, radioactivity and stuff, they have to use, steel from ships that are from a certain age because they were already turned into steel before
the
nuclear
first atom bombs
were dropped.
Yeah.
So they have to that's crazy to
that's
me.
How they find a lot of art forgeries.
Oh yeah,
is because the old paintings before the first atom bomb were dropped will be different atomically than
we for sure mentioned maybe on the Fallout episodes.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Those are old, the same though. Thing in the teeth if you're alive during that time. Yeah.
In the teeth.
Yeah.
So the nations that had the largest amount of emulsion reserves had formed an EU-like body, that's European Union.
Oh, okay. So what's this in on Sarah? What's a European?
Europe?
European?
Europan, I think is what you said. Yeah. That's where they have all the best geologists.
Yeah.
They called this EU-like body the Coalition of Ordered Governments, or COG.
COG.
And they very much wanted to cover up the health crisis in the same way the EU wants to cover up Estonia. We know it's there. We're woke to it.
Yeah, that's it. We'll never forget you, Estonia.
Yeah. The COG relocated sick families to the New Hope Research Facility under the care of Dr. Niles Sampson.
This is going to be a good guy, I bet.
This all happening between 117 BE and 80 BE. Yeah.
Okay, so, sorry, is BE counting down like BC?
We're going backwards.
Okay, yeah.
We're going to zero.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to zero because, who knows? Maybe something super serious happens. It changes the calendar, right?
Maybe not, though.
I mean, I don't think so.
Maybe not.
They just, started counting. They just, we just started at 117.
Yeah.
And just, are counting down, and then we'll go into the negatives.
I was about to ask what do you guys think would make our calendar reset, but I'm pretty sure I've asked that exact same question in another
episode. You've definitely asked that.
Yeah. And it was something about information and AI and stuff like that, I think we decided on.
Well, I mean, there's a couple things that could cause it.
Or no, it was leaving the planet because you couldn't measure it. It would have to be
the Martian calendar because the days are different.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You can't say every time we go around the sun.
Days are shorter.
Well, we could still
well,
have, we could
the
have
sun
B
is a year,
e.
but
yeah. Before, well, before Elon, after Elon.
If you're not on Earth going around the sun, then maybe that's not as relevant to you, though. That's why the calendar
yeah.
might be different, right?
Yeah. Like, the year, yeah.
Or the year, yeah. You would have to define it differently.
So
I thought you were talking about days.
You may have, yeah. like, he probably started off as a good guy, but as with any scientist in fiction, Dr. Niles
turns into a bad. What, this guy? Yeah,
he was conducting.
Our guy, the first doctor that we've had, who's like employed by the government to cover up the conspiracy of people dying in,
yeah.
The,
yeah,
in the mines.
Yeah, covering up, and then it's Dr. Nile, but they don't use the R in this universe, so it's just D Nile.
Yeah. Yeah, Gears of War. Gears of War.
Gears of War. Gears of War.
He was conducting genetic experiments on the families to try and cure them of rust lung. So okay. He starts off. Doing good.
Okay.
More or less. Right?
Seemingly altruistic.
Yeah, exactly. The side effect was the accidental creation of unstable mutants called sires, however.
Sires like a father.
S-I-R-E-S. Yeah.
Fathers.
Yeah. They, however, would spark a new and cruel curiosity in Dr. Samson. So he was doing medicine until he made monsters, and he was just like, wow, this is so much cooler.
You know what's cooler than saving people? Creating new monsters.
Yeah. Sewing them together.
Yeah. So, well, the Hippocratic Oath is you shall not hurt a patient unless it makes a sick-ass monster.
Yeah, sick. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You'll do everything in your power to help a patient unless you create a sick-ass wolfman or other. Wolfman et al. I think it's the exact Hippocratic Oath.
I don't know. It sounded more like a hypocrite at this point. Yeah.
Sorry, it's killing me. Werewolf et al. Yeah. So good.
It's gonna be back, Peter. It's gonna be back.
Yeah, it is. Oh my god. This would cause more problems in the future when a young girl named Mira was brought to New Hope. She was immune to emulsion sickness and even exhibited signs of slow aging.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
So when she was six, she had the robust and strong physique of a 3-year-old. Yeah.
That's a good point. She's just not growing.
Yeah. Dr. Samson would begin to use her stem cells on the sires to try and create the immunity. Generally, the children were still born with deformities, however.
Okay, not good.
You do fight sires in Gears 2.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, then the spooky level.
When
you go to New Hope.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's some shit there or whatever.
Do
yeah,
not remember. Basically. Like I said, play the first one.
Yeah. These experiments got a little too spicy, even for the cog, where it's just like, well, we just wanted you to cover this up, and now you're making fucking monsters.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Yeah, okay, it was one thing to cover up all the sick people. Yeah. Now we gotta cover up sick people and monsters.
Yeah, we had to do a blank check, and you fucking were irresponsible.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
What is this expense report? A sarcophagus? Are you making mummies? You son of a bitch. What do you need all this toilet paper for?
Are you making mummies? The first minister's just sitting there just like, why have I done so many write-offs for big glass tubes full of fluid? These experiments, so after the cog found out about all the monsters, they shut down New Hope, and Chairman Monroe, who was a chairman at the time, ordered that the freaky mutants be relocated to an underground facility in a mountain called Kadar. Mount Kadar is mentioned in the games. We're not going to cover it right now because there is probably enough stuff for a second Gears episode about the Locust specifically, who are the bad men in this game, and explains who they are, why they hate the surface dwellers so much, all that shit.
Cool.
So while Samson was creating monsters, the need for more and more emulsion finally boiled over into the Pendulum Wars in 79 BE.
Okay.
The COG went to war with the Union of Independent Republics, or the UIR, which were the bitch nerd countries that didn't have emulsion.
Okay.
Right? So they were, it's like the, whatever. Again, EU versus Estonia.
Okay, yeah. Are the Pendulum Wars like wars that keep ending but then keep starting back up again?
No, it's just because the advantage of each country would swing back and forth.
Okay.
Yeah. No one was on top for the majority of it, so okay. It's the Pendulum Wars.
It seems like, in practice, really hard to pull off, though. How do you, like, almost lose and then swing back each time?
Oh, you need a vacuum.
Vacuum?
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Yeah, with no air resistance, it'll just swing forever.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Governments collapse at the exact same rate, regardless of their size.
Yeah.
The perfect machine, the gears would have to be with no friction as well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
So during this conflict, the protagonist of the first game was born in 22 BE to Adam and Elaine Phoenix. This is Marcus Phoenix, and he would grow up to be one of the most influential people on Sarah.
Ooh.
I've heard that name somewhere before.
Yeah, just for me.
He's the protagonist of the first three Gears games.
Okay, I like that.
And like a huge, very important side character in Gears 4 and 5.
Okay,
cool. Yeah.
His father, Adam Phoenix, was a major in the COG and eventually retired to weapons research, while his mother, Elaine, was a researcher who went on expeditions in the Hollow.
Cool.
When people were still studying the underground.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, more caves down here.
Yep. A lot of slime.
Yep. Caves and slime all the way down.
Also, 30-foot tall giant spiders with angry skulls on their faces that I call corpsers.
Corpsers, that's the names of them. Yeah. Oh, because they turn things to corpses. Mm-hmm.
And there's also like just basically like a mole T-Rex called Brumac.
Brumac McCarthy?
What's a mole T-Rex?
Well, because it lives underground.
Oh, does it have like, it's like blind, no eyes?
In the game, you fight them when they've been like militarized, so they have like a helmet covered in lights. So I don't know what's underneath that. They might be completely blind, yeah.
Okay. Do they still have the little arms?
No, they have huge arms with guns on them.
Hell yeah.
And then a gun on their back.
Yeah, these are way cooler than T-Rexes.
Yeah, wow.
And moles.
Yeah, way cooler than moles. the arm strength of a mole combined with a Tyrannosaurus, the ultimate animal.
The only mole I can think of in a video, there's a couple, the ones in Mario, but then the ones in Banjo-Kazooie right at the beginning, yeah, you meet a mole. Exactly, yeah.
Spoilers for Banjo-Kazooie. I didn't know he dies.
It's in the intro, yeah.
I didn't know he dies in the intro.
It's when Banjo and Kazooie need to blow up that bridge to keep the Nazis from crossing over.
Oh, the mole
gets shot in the leg, and he's just like, no, go, Banjo, go, get out of here. And then detonates the bomb, and his last words are, Elvita sen, son of a bitch, and the bridge collapses.
Yeah. Okay. It sounds like a war movie I didn't see.
Sounds like every war movie ever made.
It's Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Yeah.
In 9 BE, Elaine Phoenix died in the Hollow. How was not known. However, her loving husband, Adam Phoenix, told everyone, including Marcus, that she simply disappeared.
Okay. Yeah. She's still alive, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
She's still alive in the land of mole T-Rexes and giant spiders.
Yeah. Like, and krill, those like bat things that devour everything in their bath. Marcus then joined the COG army in 4 BE, and shortly thereafter in 3 BE, the COG discovered that the UIR had been developing satellites for a weapon called the Hammer of Dawn.
I'm starting to get a little bit of anxiety because we're getting real close to that zero. And we just made the Hammer of Dawn. Yeah. And yeah, okay.
Seeing this, the COG launched a raid on a location called Asfo Point, and captured the Hammer of Dawn technology before the UIR could finish it.
Okay.
This would lead to the Battle of Asfo Fields, where the COG captured the Hammer technology, and Marcus was awarded a Medal of Valor called the Embry Star.
Is that a weapon in the game?
The Hammer of Dawn is.
It is. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And it's the satellite laser or whatever.
Yeah, so it only works...
Oh, it's not a hammer.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just,
oh, that's true. I guess
it's an astronaut who just has like a bag of hammers. When you call it in, he just throws one down.
Yeah, he's just like the space station.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's why they were launching satellites. Satellites have a laser on them. It's called the Hammer of Dawn.
Oh, okay. Not Vladimir. We need another hammer down here. You've got it, comrade.
Hammer strike in 19 hours.
Yeah, that's it. Cover your heads.
Yeah. Make sure to keep the enemy in that exact spot for, I don't know, like the rest of the day if you can.
It's just how they build things, too. Like a bunch of nails set up, and then from space, hammers like drives a nail in. Drives a nail in.
Some guy just goes and like puts the nail down and does like the first two taps so it stands up on its own, and then just moves on to the next one. It's
exactly.
Like, what are you doing? Oh, Ivan's coming by later. He's going to drop all the hammers from space and knock these bad boys in. Oh my god.
Yeah, like, fucking renovations would be so expensive. Yeah. Like, some guys will come and clean up all those hammers.
Yeah.
Put them all in a bag, send them back to space.
No, it's just space junk. You just leave them there. Like, just hammers all over the countryside. Yeah.
Any of them that miss are just breaking the thing you're building.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you have the targeting laser.
Yeah, you do your targeting laser. I will say, the U.S. military, for a while, looked into shipping up tungsten rods,
yes,
like as big as like telephone poles, and then just dropping them from space, and they would hit with like greater force than an atomic bomb going off.
So that's
what
yeah. one of the Call of Duty Black Ops is like a what if scenario where those were finished.
Oh yeah,
and like terrorists or something take over the satellites.
Okay,
because yeah, it's I mean arguably it's a very green solution to mass destruction because the rods don't pollute. There's no explosion. It's all kinetic force.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No radiation fallout. Man.
No fallout. Not even any fire.
Actually, it's tungsten's not radioactive.
It's just dense.
There'd probably be some sort of fire.
I mean, if you dropped it on a fuel tank, maybe. But it's just all kinetic energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what AOC wanted.
There'd probably be some kind of fire.
Yeah. Like, that's why nobody trusts her. Yeah. So 2 years later, after Asphalt Fields, the Cog and Adam Phoenix would finish the Hammer of Dawn and used it in a place called Bomborg to destroy 4 United Republic ships in a few seconds.
Was that Bomborg? Is that another thing you're mispronouncing on purose?
No,
or
it's B-O-N-B-O... Bomborg?
Okay, yeah.
Bomborg.
It sounds like such a stupid... Bomborg.
Bomborg. Yeah. Bomborg. Yeah. Ben, on va au Bomborg pour utiliser l'hammer of Dawn.
What is it?
Hammer.
Yeah. Hammer of Dawn.
Jack left his drill on Blueberry Hill and Don left his hammer in Bomborg.
Yeah. So they use the Hammer of Dawn. It fires down a massive laser from space. So in the game, it's got cool restrictions when you use it. It's like kind of like a gimmick in certain missions where it's like you've got a satellite over you right now. It only works outside and only works while the satellite is over where you are.
Okay.
And there's like a charge up. You have to like keep your pointer on like the enemy for long enough that it goes like... and then like the Spartan laser in Halo.
I got it. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot like that. Seeing this, the UIR thought it would be prudent to just surrender and join the COG. They were just like, look, they stole our Doomsday weapon and used it against us. We're fucking finished, boys.
Yeah. Part of the machine.
Everything seemed to be going pretty well, actually, for 6 weeks.
That's a good amount of time for a country to measure success in.
Yeah.
6 weeks at a time.
Boy, we sure are happy here. Six good weeks in what I'm currently referring to for some reason as 0 BE.
Yeah, exactly.
And it would be a real shame, you know, if something like just showed up and reset the calendar for everybody.
Yeah, that would be.
Boom, we get Emergence Day. That's the E.
Before Emergence
and after emergence.
So someone in the Hollow found something.
Oh, did they?
I don't know.
It was monsters.
Yeah, oh, it was monsters.
It was tons of monsters.
It was more monsters? Okay, yeah. More monsters. Yeah, more specific monsters.
They found sex dolls, and everyone just went and stayed in their house forever.
Yeah, that's it. That's the opposite of Emergence.
Everyone they goes inside. From the... The sex dolls were the things that emerged.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Oh, okay, yeah, just like... floating up through these like giant holes in the earth.
Yeah.
It's Emergence Day or E-Day, and 6 weeks after the end of the 79-year Pendulum War, hideous humanoid monsters, soon to be called the Locust, rose out of the ground with mostly tamed Hollow wildlife in tow as organic war machines.
Great.
So the Locust have very little technology. They have, like, their artillery is all, they're called Cedars. They're like these big ant things that crawl out of the ground backwards and shoot out explosive.
Oh man!
Like,
my crawly side is going a little crazy. Yeah.
The crawly in me is getting all flustered.
Yeah,
new fetish discovered.
Yeah. Tell me more about their book lungs.
They shoot out like these explosive jellyfish balloon things.
Yeah, they do.
There's Reavers.
I will be later tonight. You know what I mean? Shooting some jellyfish balloons.
Ew.
There's an episode title right there. And then there's Reavers, which are like these giant flying... They look like dinosaurs, but instead of arms and legs, they have like 4 tentacles and they can fly.
Okay.
They're like, instead of helicopters, Brumax are like tanks, which is a dinosaur strapped just armed to the teeth with guns.
Mm-hmm.
Corpsers mostly are just like big destruction machines. It's a big armored spider.
Yeah.
And what else? Oh, and the Rift Worm is like a multi-kilometer long worm that they use to burrow under cities and sink them into the earth.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah,
I really don't like the wormy ones. I don't know why.
You kill it from the inside in Gears 2. Yeah. You go inside a Rift Worm and you just like basically run over to its heart and chainsaw its heart open and it dies.
The game always looks so fucking gritty and gory and stuff like that.
It is. I mean, Gears is a very mid 2000s kind of game, but they're fucking fun.
Gears 1 was a great game. It's the only one I played, but like they're all like just fun.
Yeah.
Like just wall banging a multiplayer, man, and just
They're really, really, really good.
Nice.
So this began the Locust Human War. So now, thankfully, everybody got their shit together. 6 weeks later, now we have monsters to deal with. So good timing.
Locusts are bipedal. They look kind of human shaped.
Yeah, exactly.
They have ugly faces, kind of like orcish faces. I guess.
Yeah, they have white skin with like black scales on it. Not white skin like us, but like stark white.
Yeah, yeah.
With like black scales.
Epic,
yeah. They use firearms for their infantry. Okay. And like I said, all of their vehicles are kind of augmented organic armored monsters, basically.
Yeah. Nice.
From the Hollow.
I wonder what is under there that like evolution caused them to look like that. Yeah. Right?
That's going to be our next episode because there's a lot of shit about the Locust.
Oh, yeah.
Also, it will involve spoilers for Gears 5. So that's why I didn't add it into this episode. Okay. Since Gears 5 is like 2 weeks old at this point. I don't want to fuck that up for anybody.
No Gears 5 spoilers.
No Gears 5 spoilers. So a lot of mysteries arose, like, hey, where did all these monsters come from? Some speculated they were some kind of weapon, or even invaders from from a neighboring planet called Rhizea, or even from one of Sarah's moons. So there was ancient alien theories about this.
Nice. Just like Earth, after all.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Alex Jones accusing the first minister of being a locust.
Yeah.
For anyone listening in the future, a bunch of people went to Area 51 yesterday to try and raid it, and it was just a bunch of vloggers dressed in costumes, not actually being very aggro about it.
It was called Alien Stalk. I mean, I think they had a good time.
Yeah, it looked like fun.
Yeah, fun. Yeah, we got the new Naruto runner.
I don't think anyone got shot.
The guy. Yeah.
I don't think anyone got shot too, which is good.
Yeah.
Nobody stepped on a landmine, which is even better.
Yeah.
The Locust Human War was not going well for the humans. The COG enacted the Fortification Act, which ordered the fortification of a location on the planet called the Jacinto Plateau against the Locust, as well as enacting martial law for all of the citizens in the fortified area.
Okay.
Jacinto was a special place since the plateau was made entirely of granite and had a shoreline, meaning the Locust could not burrow through it or come up through the ocean.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
So they couldn't dig up through the granite Jacinto Plateau.
Okay.
Everyone in it has a house just pouring concrete on their hardwood floor. Yeah. Like that.
Not getting in here, you sons of bitches.
Yeah.
We're moving the living room to the second floor for safety. Yeah. Get rid of the stairs.
Yeah. They'll never get us now.
Bring up the ladder when you go grocery shopping.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Old rope ladders, yeah.
Shaking his fist from the first floor. Yeah.
Swinging his chainsaw at the air. Yeah. Like,
kids, help your mom with the groceries.
String with a hook on it.
Yeah.
The COG enacted a scorched earth policy and used the Hammer of Dawn to burn upwards of 90% of the planet to deny the Locust any military assets.
Wow.
So they pulled in and were just like, okay, cool. Burn down the rest. Everything that's not Jacinto Plateau, destroy it.
Mm.
This killed all of the Locusts that were currently on the surface. However, it also obviously killed millions of civilians, leading to the formation of small societies called the Stranded. So there are little camps outside of places. You encounter the Stranded in Gears 1.
Yeah, for sure.
It's the Krill level.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then in 10 AE, so this is after Emergence, or after E-Day...
Yeah.
The Battle of Ephyra took place between the COG and the Locust. The COG figured the Locust would need to travel over land to get to the city due to it being on the Jacinto Plateau. However, there happened to be a crack in the granite and the city was completely overrun.
Oh.
So there was like a ravine or a rift or something that they hadn't accounted for.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It would be a crevasse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crevice.
It was a
crevice is with ice. Ice the opposite. Is in the name.
It's the opposite. It's the one with ice doesn't have it.
That's silly.
Yeah.
It was just stupid.
I'm pretty sure it's a crevice.
It's a crevasse.
Okay.
So during this battle...
Tweet at us.
Yeah, exactly.
So during the Battle of Ephyra, Marcus Fenix deserted his post to try and save his father, and he took with him a targeting laser for the Hammer of Dawn.
Okay.
This led to the deaths of his fellow soldiers and the loss of Ephyra.
Oh, no.
He also failed to save his father, because his father was apparently crushed to death in the Phoenix Estate when it collapsed.
Ouch.
Yep.
He was taking up the stairs and...
Yeah, exactly. Taking up the stairs and fell.
Yeah. Like, no, you idiot, those stairs are structural.
Those are load-bearing stairs.
Ivan hadn't built it properly with his hammer.
Yeah, with his hammer. Yeah, his hammer missed a couple nails. Yeah.
So he failed to save his father because what had happened was they had brought a King Raven helicopter. It was shot down, and when it was doing that like crashing helicopter spin thing, it crashed into the house and destroyed it.
Ah,
damn. Yeah. Didn't your grandfather die in a helicopter crash?
Yeah. He did, yes. Yeah, wow. Peter O'Donoghue died.
Oh, his same name.
Peter J, I think his middle name, yeah.
Wow.
And your middle name is O.
G.
No, O.
Right.
It's O'Donoghue. O'Donoghue. Right, Peter yeah, exactly. O'Donoghue. Yeah.
My dad, when he goes to visit his dad, will send me pictures like TikTok boy, because there's a tombstone that says Peter O'Donoghue on it.
I have a guy at work, and it's like a Homer Simpson type thing where he has the middle initial
J?
G. G. And it's G-E-E, which just is pronounced G. G.
Yeah. Yeah. Homer J.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Homer J. Simpson, yeah.
Yeah, so he failed to save his father because that helicopter crashed and destroyed their house. And then after that, he was arrested, convicted of desertion, and then sentenced to 40 years in the slab, which was the government's most notorious prison.
Nice.
However, in four years later, in 14 AE, the locusts were getting way out of hand.
Yes.
And General Hoffman ordered the release and conscription of all the prisoners in the slab. And then a fellow soldier and old friend named Dominic Santiago helped break Marcus out. He then joins Delta Squad on their mission known as the Light Mass Offensive. And then all three games take place.
Yeah, that's Gears 1, I was going to say. Yeah.
The Light Mass Offensive is Gears 1. Gears 2 is defeating the Rift Worms and also sinking chunk of the Jacinto Plateau into the hollow to dump the ocean into it.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And then Gears 3 is something else that happens that we're not going to get into. It's called Lambency. And in our Locust episode, I will talk about Lambency. And what that is.
That's cool.
A little bit shorter for one of my episodes this time, because I had to cut out all the Locust shit to avoid spoilers.
Yeah.
But that's cool. The lead up to Gears.
So if let's say, like, I'm someone who's never played them.
Yeah.
I want to play 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Is that something I can pick up on Steam, or do I have to go back to get an Xbox 360 to play those?
I don't know if they're on PC.
I don't think so.
The first one is.
Okay.
Is it?
Yeah. It was one of those, like... It was one of those, like, Microsoft piecemeal things where they just, like, whoa, here you go, filthy PC players.
Okay.
There's, like, one extra level in Gears 1 PC where you actually fight a Brumac, the T-Rex thing.
Okay.
Because in the first game, you never actually fight one.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Gears 2 and 3, I don't know if they're on PC, but you can get them on 360 or on Xbone.
I wonder if, if Epic still owns them, or if Microsoft completely owns the franchise now.
I think they own the franchise.
Okay.
I mean, they made a company called The Coalition to just make nothing but Gears games.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
And opposed to the other, sweatshop that Microsoft owns, 343 Industries, who is, like, just
Halo.
Makes Halo.
Yeah.
The Coalition actually seem, like, talented, because the leader of the studio is, I think his name's Craig...
Ferguson?
No, it's Rod Ferguson.
Okay.
And
he worked.
We got there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's Rod Ferguson, and he worked on the original Gears games.
Okay.
So the head of the studio knows what the fuck he's
doing.
That's opposed to 343, where I don't know if you've ever watched interviews with their studio head, who is just like this fucking walking pantsuit lady.
No.
And those games are all terrible.
No.
Yeah.
Not because a lady's in charge, but games are.
It's good. Because
the games
she are has
garbage.
A
the new. Yeah.
Yeah.
The new Halo games are bad.
Halo 4, I'm like one of the few people who likes it. And
I didn't.
Nobody likes Halo 5.
I did not like Halo 4.
No?
As a big stan of Halo 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Big, big fan. Played a lot of them.
Was Infinite in there, or is that after?
It's not out yet.
Oh, yeah, really?
Halo Infinite's the next one.
Oh.
Where they...
There's Reach.
What about Wars? Reach?
Halo Wars was an RTS.
Oh.
Yeah.
Reach is good, though. That's made by Bungie.
Yeah.
I heard...
October 1st, relaunch of Destiny 2 on Steam.
Nice.
I'm going to
check
that
out. It's my birthday.
Relaunch?
Everybody can tweet me happy birthday to my not Twitter account, because I don't have one.
But if you wanted to tweet happy birthday to Jamie to me, and I'll pass on the message, you can do that at Pete O'Donoghue on Twitter, and at Loreboys Podcast on Instagram.
Or Twitter.
I keep on
trucking. Or it's at Loreboys.
At Loreboys on Twitter, yeah. Keep on trucking. Thank you to everybody who's reached out. You can email us at loreboyspodcast@gmail.com. We always love to get feedback. Send us messages, unsolicited nudes, whatever.
Yeah. Thanks to Gabe for the vid he sent us. I guess should I say where I'm from? Or should you go?
No, nobody really cares about you, Jamie.
All right. So where are you from, Ethan?
I'm from, from Montreal, mostly.
Yeah?
hi, Gabe. Thanks for reaching out, buddy. You can find me at Ethan the Dead Man on Twitter. We do have a Patreon set up these days, patreon.com/theloreboys.
Yeah.
patreon.com/theloreboys. We have a couple tiers there. Take a look if you wanna help us out. Give us some money.
Yeah. We'll
what about
invest
you,
it
Jamie?
Right back into the show, and you can find me at TLB_James Miller Just last night, there's a video of me drunkenly playing piano downtown Montreal, so you could have saw that.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much the best place to find me. You can find me on Battle.net as well. If you want to add me, I'm UNICEF on Incendius. I'm level 50 now. I'm getting close to that 60, but it is a grind, my boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you love it.
Oh, I love
World
it,
of Warcraft, a grind?
Yeah.
What?
No.
It didn't feel like one, but now it's starting to
feel like one. Those last 10 levels are so long.
Yeah.
And I guess anybody who doesn't trust Patreon and wants to help us out, wants to support us financially.
Because Patreon takes a cut.
Yeah, Patreon does take a cut. If you reach out to us directly through Loreboys Premium, it's a simple payment of $69 a month.
Nice.
We'll get you some. We're giving out some of the good loot that we got. We scored at the Area 51 raid, which was yesterday. If you're listening to this episode in the future, we got some giant man-eating spiders. It ate Peter's cat, so yep. It also eats cats. Not cat friendly,
right.
But it will eat you. But watch out. But we're kind of giving them away. We have like 7 of them, I think.
Apartment friendly. I don't think it has lungs, so it can't make any noise.
Yeah, no.
Speaking of the lungs thing, though, like I did kill a few of the things we saw there, just because I'm in this WoW mentality, I'm always grinding, mm-hmm. and they dropped a lot of rust lungs, so we've got a lot of rust
lungs.
Yeah,
we got some rust lungs too. We have a whole bunch of good stuff. We have moles and T-Rexes. I think they were still in the process of combining them,
right.
and they hadn't done it yet, but we got a bunch of moles and we have some T-Rexes, so...
We'll just send you some of that shit.
Yeah, that's it. We're gonna make little goodie bags for everyone who signs up for Loreboys Premium.
Ethan, I hate to tell you, but we left them in the same cage, and we might only have moles now.
Yeah, because they would have swarmed. Yeah, their arms are so strong compared to a T-Rexes. And I guess that would constitute a Loreboys out. Oh, wow, wow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.